3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. The consumer watchdog is taking court action against the supermarket giants over misleading claims on discounts. Josh Bryant reports.
The ACCC has announced it's taking separate action in the federal court against Woolworths and Coles over allegations they breached Australian consumer law over discount claims for hundreds of products. The watchdog alleges the savings promised in some sales by the grocery giants were illusory, and that products which had been sold at a stable price for 6 to 12 months were briefly made at least 15% more expensive to increase the apparent discount when they were placed on sale. It's estimated tens of millions of affected products were sold, providing significant revenue for the supermarket chains.
The New South Wales Premier says the government will ensure tenants can freely pay rent and make it easier for them to have pets. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The bill ending no grounds evictions in New South Wales has been delayed until next month, but it will now include laws that won't allow landlords to reject pets without a valid reason. Premier Chris Minns says the laws will also tighten rules to ensure renters have a free and convenient way to pay. Mr. Minns says they believe the bill will make it less stressful for renters, but will still be balanced for landlords. At State Parliament, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Australia's announcing extra humanitarian aid for the residents of Gaza. Another $10 million will be given to two UN agencies. The funding will help deliver nutritional support and hygiene kits for women and girls. The Greens are refusing to support Reserve Bank reforms unless interest rates come down. Michael Packey reports.
Labor's overhaul of the Reserve Bank has stalled, with neither the Greens or Coalition backing the changes. As part of the reforms, the RBA would be split in two. One board would be responsible for interest rate decisions, the other would look after running the organisation. The Greens are demanding the Reserve Bank be forced to cut rates in exchange for its support. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the push is irresponsible.
It's a populist position. They're out craving votes.
But Greens Senator Nick McKim argues the party is on the right track given its increasing voter support.
Mortgage holders are getting smashed. Rents are up 30%.
Two new opinion polls show Australia is set for minority government at the next election.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton is expected to outline more details of his plan for nuclear power in a key speech this lunchtime. The coalition's promising to build reactors on seven sites around the country if it wins the next election, but it's yet to say how much they'll cost or how much power they'll generate. Mr. Dutton says nuclear needs to be part of Australia's energy mix.
We can't run a modern economy without stable electricity, and the Prime Minister says he doesn't like coal, he doesn't like gas, green hydrogen's not commercially viable, he doesn't like nuclear. Well, what's going to be his 24/7 baseload power?
30 people have safely evacuated from a fire at an industrial complex in Sydney's west. Firefighters were called to the blaze in a rubbish shredding machine at Erskine Park this morning. Fire and Rescue New South Wales Superintendent Adam Dewberry says it was a dangerous operation.
Firefighters working in pretty complex and hazardous conditions. The rubber is shredded and is a dust and can be explosive without the appropriate care from our firefighters. Now, firefighters have used hose lines to get in and contain that fire. It is in the extinguished phase. We're just making sure that it hasn't spread throughout any ducting or venting and up into the roof area.
Hazard reduction burns are being carried out in Sydney's west and on the northern beaches today. Firefighters are still working to gain the upper hand on a burn at Oxford Falls that got out of control on the weekend. Hazard reduction operations are underway at Palm Beach and another in Castlereagh near Penrith. Rural Fire Service Inspector Ben Shepherd says they're getting the burns in ahead of hotter weather later this week.
And that may have to see their burns postponed. So while we're in that process of definitely playing catch-up, we need to seize opportunities like we're seeing at the moment to conduct these burns because, look, as we march quickly towards the start of the official bushfire danger period for 1 October.
Hope weather.
sunny, light winds becoming northwest to northeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. It's sitting on 26 degrees across the city. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 25. Wednesday, 30 degrees with a late shower. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
Leaving Sydney, good run on the M1 as you make your way to the Central Coast. And at Waihi on the M1, truck broken down. Lane 1 southbound near Waihi Creek, delays there up to 7 kilometres. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays, with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. And that's later Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Keep it on.
So a 200-year-old message in a bottle left by an archaeologist was discovered in France. What was on this message? Was it a warning to the future? Was it... No, it was really quite boring. I'll tell you more about that next. Aaron here, Hope 103.2. This is Pink, Sting and Marshmallow.
Stay with me, will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me, never let me go? Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise, yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down, yeah.
We'll keep dancing, dancing as the world turns round and round and round.
Hope 103.2.
There's been so many times I got it so wrong, and a couple that I got it just right. I've seen the view from the top of the world and the sorrow by the bitter graveside. I've seen some prayers get answered and I've heard my share of no's, but there's never been a moment that you let me go. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been broke down. I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. In the good times, through the hard times, fill my pockets full of sunshine. I've seen so much of the good stuff, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. I graduated from the school of hard knocks, but there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of love. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been broke down. I've seen so much, might not know. Tennessee hills got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best of my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
Toby Mac, Hope 103.2. Okay, so this 200-year-old message in a bottle left by an archaeologist, P.J. Ferrey, he wrote this very... No, it's actually really boring. I wanted something more interesting. P.J. Ferrey, a native of Dieppe, member of various intellectual societies, carried out excavations here in January 1825. So he did a bit of a dig. Stuck a bottle there with a message saying that he did a bit of a dig, and now everyone's excited that they found it. Where's the prediction? I predict in 200 years this will happen or that. That's just, if you're going to do a message in a bottle, you've got to make it interesting. You've got to make people wonder. Anyway, I guess that archaeologists known for their creativity, I suppose. Well, Indiana Jones is, anyway. Whitney Houston, Hope 103.2.
To look very much further. I don't wanna you break down my walls with the strength of your love.
Listening to it.
Hope 1032.
There's a fight between my heart and soul. When my pride tries to take control, it's hard to see what I was meant to be. And we are living in a world without a cause, and there's a need that seems impossible, but I can't hear, I hear you calling me to raise a banner of love up high in your city streets, one hope for all the world to see.
Gonna lift you higher. We're gonna reach out and love.
your world. So raise a banner of love.
Eliminate Hope 1032. I felt a bit judged when I read this. An article on procrastination up on our website. And this one, revenge bedtime procrastination, where you feel like you get to the end of the night, you should be going to bed, but no, I want some time for me, as you're falling asleep and forcing yourself to stay asleep. It's actually really bad for you, no surprise. And how being rested. Anyway, have a read. Maybe you won't feel as judged as I did, but it's really useful about how to manage your time well. And to answer that excuse of revenge bedtime procrastination. Hope1032.com.au.
Hope1032.
At Bedford, we believe education shouldn't be institutionalised. It shouldn't be inflexible or impersonal, and it shouldn't leave students feeling unprepared and unsupported. Bedford empowers people to accelerate toward the future they want, while growing in character and confidence with values that affirm who they are in the Christian story. At Bedford, people matter. Character matters. Outcomes matter. We believe in transforming education, empowering people, shaping the world. We believe in you. Visit bedford.edu.au, station sponsor.
At WorldShare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 1032.
Hold back the river, let me look in.
upon that. Let us hold each other.
Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, oh. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other.
Hope 103.2.
Feels like I'm drowning in the ocean. Feels like it's hard to recognize myself behind all these emotions. Open my eyes, show me a light. Pulled by the tide, taking me further. Can you hear my cry? Oh, send me a sign of fire.
Capital Kings, Hope 1032, a new study from the UK is showing that 20% of GPs are using artificial intelligence to help diagnose and treat patients. Seriously, they're going to ChatGPT and saying, okay, my patient's got this, this, and this going on. Oh, man, that doesn't sound right. It has to be better than Dr. Google, I guess. But maybe next time you go to the doctors, just check and see what screen they're looking at. When you say, I've got this symptom and this is going on, maybe they're looking to Dr. ChatGPT. Yikes.
Here we go again. Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 1032 app. We look forward to your company.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Integra Care Auburn. Exceeding.
When your child is almost ready for kindergarten, you want their preschool to be rated exceeding.
IntegraCare Brighton Les Sands, exceeding.
All of IntegraCare's preschools have been rated exceeding.
IntegraCare Pendle Hill, exceeding.
Every IntegraCare Early Education Centre has an excellent preschool program, even long daycare services. Visit station sponsor IntegraCare at wecare.org.au.
I recently watched the story of Fabio Chavez. In 2006, he began to work on a recycling program in a community formed around a landfill in South America. Keturah was home to nearly 10,000 individuals whose families scavenged the landfill for recyclables. Fabio realized that the children needed something positive in their lives, so he decided to share his love of music with them. Because there wasn't enough instruments to go around, he started experimenting, making instruments using scraps of dirty oil cans, jars, wood, forks, and other junk. These instruments became finely tuned violins, flutes, cellos, drums, all made from trash. The recycled orchestra was formed with the local children learning and performing Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. Fabio says the world gives us trash. We give them back music. That's the way our God is. God is in the business of daily reminding us of what we can see as worthless and turning it into something incredible that can change the world. He can take the broken dreams where it doesn't look like any good can come out of it and make something uniquely beautiful. He will make music out of your mess. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
It's hard to argue when you won't stop making sense. My tongue still misbehaves and it keeps digging my own grave with my hands open and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that you're Stevens on, and we'll play your favorite song. Chicago bursts to life, and your sweet smile remembers you. My hands open, and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that you're.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
This is me. I grew up in church, raised on the gospel, trained in the word, had a faith so fearless, thought it was all I needed. Life hit me hard, more than I planned. It knocked me down like an avalanche on the edge of hopeless. I called you from the darkness. God, come quickly. Where the light is, God be with me, don't know where.
We're a long way from home. Haven't seen you in so long. But it all came back in one moment. And the years started cold. But I didn't notice it all. And we found there's a room we're both in. We get Chinese food in small white boxes. Live the life we saw in Friends. Your room, it barely fits the mattress. Wake up, leave for work again. The wind, it seems to blow right through us. Down jackets are the trend. The rush of rushing deep into love. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. Conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love. Drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. In love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town.
Ed Sheeran, Hope 103.2. If your church or community group is running a kids club, let us know. We'd love to tell people about it. And on the flip side, if you're looking for one for next week or the week after, our community notice board is loaded with them. Check it out, hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Such small sacrifice. If not joined with my life, I sing in vain tonight. May the words I say and the things I do make my life.
So may the words I say and the things I do make my life song sing. Bring a smile to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name at the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my
I'm Hope 1032. 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The Prime Minister says the accusations made against the major supermarkets by the Consumer Watchdog are very serious. The ACCC is taking court action against Woolworths and Coles over misleading claims on discounts. It's alleged the supermarkets inflated prices for a temporary period before then bringing them back down at the same or slightly higher than the original price. Anthony Albanese says if found to be true, it's completely unacceptable.
This is not the Australian spirit. Customers don't deserve to be treated as fools by the supermarkets. They deserve much better than that. My government takes today's announcement by the ACCC very seriously.
Tenants could soon have better access to free and convenient ways to pay their rent, along with greater flexibility for pet-friendly rental options. The reforms are part of a broader strategy by the state government to modernise the rental landscape and promote a fairer rental market. Premier Chris Minns says these efforts are focused on making New South Wales an attractive place to live.
When you've had, not this last year, but the year prior, double-digit increases in rent, very unfair, generationally unfair to young people that we want to live and work and start families and join communities in New South Wales. If they don't have a roof over their heads and they can't get access to reasonable rent, they will go.
Plans are being put in place to prepare the state's hospital system for the potential impacts of industrial action by nurses. Members of the Nurses and Midwives Association will walk off the job from 7 a.m. tomorrow for 24 hours. The union has rejected an interim pay rise offer of 3% as recommended by the Industrial Relations Commission. Health Minister Ryan Park has again called on the nurses to reconsider tomorrow's planned strike. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is delivering a key speech on his nuclear energy plan. Zach De Silva reports.
The coalition wants to build nuclear reactors on 7 sites around Australia if it wins the next federal election. But it's yet to put a price